This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Well, you're famous now.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, you're not supposed to say, yeah, I am. You're supposed to be the one that's like, no, no.
No, no, no. But I meant it with the cadence of like, I'm embarrassed as to why I've gone viral.
I don't think this is considered going viral.
It is to me.
When you have like a comment with a bunch of likes.
9,000 likes. Have you ever gotten that?
Yeah, I don't think that's considered going viral.
Yeah,
going viral means like everybody's sharing it and seeing it.
They are.
This just means anybody that's looking in the comment section is like, oh, haha.
It's the top comment. So this video has 2 million likes. Let's see how many views it has. If it has 2 million likes, that's pretty wild.
It would have probably
10 million.
Okay.
So it's a video of a woman who, it only took her 6 minutes to push her baby out. You can't see what's happening. You could just see her and like the nurse beside her and then her husband beside her on the other side. And she said, point of view, you push your baby out in 6 minutes, which is faster than your husband can go number two. So shorter than his bathroom breaks.
Which,
it's pretty funny.
It's kind of the only place where there's peace and quiet.
Yeah, and that's where you scroll your TikToks.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, so I commented on it in all caps. I fear I'd be farting loud the entire time because the room is quite quiet. She's giving birth and like you can hear the nurse being like, good job, you're doing so great. But like,
they're getting her to push as hard as she can.
Push, but there's no like music on. There's no like loud machines or a bunch of people hustling around.
Is this your first time that you've like put yourself in that situation?
No, I think about it all
the
time.
That you'd just be trumpet playing.
Just farting. But isn't that the case? And do the nurses care? I feel like I'd be so embarrassed if my husband was standing right there and they were like, push. And it was just gas. It's a fear that I have.
That's holding you back from wanting to take that step?
Well, it's one of those things. I just want to know the opinion of nurses and doctors. You probably don't care, right?
They don't care at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They see it 6 times a day, 25 times a day. I don't know how many deliveries an average nurse or doctor would go through in a day.
I just can't
believe
it.
My guess is somewhere between 6 and 25. But yeah, like people are going to be farting. People are going to be diarrheaing. They just deal with it. They have systems in place.
They do?
Yeah. So that like...
What? They like a bucket at the end of the bed?
More discreet. So that they can get rid of things like if you dropped a huge loaf.
Yeah, you're right, right. Because I'm hearing more and more women are drinking like raspberry tea and eating like 8 dates a day leading up to their...
So they clog themselves up?
No, because that... It's good fiber, so it helps you, like, get it out. But also, the other side...
But good fiber also makes it, like, hard. So, like, maybe you can control your B-hole while pushing out your
V-hole. I don't
know,
but I feel like it would stop me, the embarrassment of farting. They'd be like, push, and I'd be like, eh, and I would pretend to be pushing. I don't know. Listen, this is just coming from someone that's never gone through it. I'm sure there's lots of people listening right now that are like, it's not a big deal. But
yeah,
maybe to some it was. Like,
why don't you
don't
just
know.
Have the baby in studio here? Because you seem to have no problem letting them rip whenever you're feeling one coming on while you're in here.
That's true.
The CDC has received reports of 19 women who were given fake or mishandled Botox injections.
Oh no, where was this?
By unlicensed or untrained administrators.
Where was this?
Asking questions I don't know the answers to.
Sorry.
I tried to ignore it the first time.
I just keep asking.
Yeah, like, no, where did you say?
I didn't. For a reason.
I have a friend that paid in advance for some Botox treatments, and then the woman ghosted. That sucks.
No way.
It's not cheap.
So this looks like it's in the States.
Okay.
U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
What are they injecting in you? That's so dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know. But some of the symptoms included blurred vision, drooping eyelids.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Slurred speech.
What?
And difficulty swallowing. So some of those slurred speech, drooping eyelids, blurred vision just sounds like you after a couple glasses of wine.
You know, I did get the droopy eye after getting Botox once. So I get it for my migraines. I mean, that's originally why I started getting it. But I was like, you can add a little extra to the forehead. Like, I wouldn't be mad at it. And I got the one droopy eye from it because...
You did, hey?
Yeah, so she put way more Botox in the side where I get migraines than she did on the other side. Like, of course, she evened it out. She puts it in your shoulders, your neck, your skull, like everywhere. Yeah, yeah. But there was so much on one side that I could not lift my eyelid. So all it took, though, is going back to her because she's such a pro. And she like did something.
The other side.
No, she didn't droop
both
the other
the
side.
Same.
No. She did something on the side that was drooped, like injected again, and it lifted it back up. I don't know. It's fascinating. Yeah. So when it's done right, it's actually pretty cool. Science is cool.
When you just had the one droopy eye, did you notice that you were talking like Rocky?
No.
Adrian.
Oh, man. But anyway, be safe out there. If you are getting any type of injection, like, you need to know that where you're going is properly licensed.
Indeed. Some flight experts predicting that reclining seats in economy class could soon be a thing of the past.
I know why.
Tell me.
Because flight attendants are sick and tired of having to walk up and down the aisle to be like, can you put your seat up? We're landing. Can you put your seat up? We haven't taken off yet. You have to have your seat up straight. So they're just, that's going to eliminate.
You ever wonder why? Why you got to have your seat up straight when
actually,
you're landing?
I don't
stupid.
Know. Well, it is stupid because really, when you put your seat back, it's 2 inches. I get rid of it. Get rid of the option. It's rude anyway.
So I think it's not rude.
It's a little rude.
It's 0% rude. If it's
not even a big enough difference to like get more comfortable.
It is if you're a sleeper on a plane.
But the person behind you is a little bit annoyed.
I think the main reason they do it is because when you're getting out, it's annoying if the person's like even that kind of space. And because they don't want to go by and reset all the chairs after the flight.
Maybe that's why takeoff and landing, if there was an emergency exit type scenario. They just want everyone to get as much space as possible to get out.
But the reason that they're thinking this is a thing of the past isn't because of what you suggested. It's because reclining seats are heavier due to the mechanisms involved. And it's resulted in, obviously, arguments, spilled drinks, broken laptops, things like that as well. But the main reason is just every pound on a flight dictates
matters.
How much, and like they're working with pretty tight budgets as far as you know, the fuel used to fly.
What's the heaviest thing you brought on a plane? Have you had to carry anything? I never bring anything. I never shop when I go anywhere either because I'm like, this sounds annoying. But I know people that will like travel with huge things.
Heaviest thing, probably a human head.
Good one.
What? I'm hardcore.
But no, there's some people who like artists. Who will travel with like huge portraits. What? That sounds stressful. I'm keeping it at home.
Yeah, but a huge portrait, you're not going to like carry it on. You'll get it checked. Like, where are you going to store a huge portrait?
I also get really upset when I see animals. I get it. You got to travel with your animal sometimes and you need a plane, but it just, I hate it. It makes me upset. They're not okay down there.
What if they are super pumped about where they're going?
They hate it. There's no way they're having a good time.
You don't think a dog would have a good time in Hawaii?
I mean, when they're on the plane, Ryder, when they're in the air. But yeah, you're right. They probably love Hawaii.
Kevin Hart coming to the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival, and actually tickets on sale for that bad boy today.
Yes, but that's at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. So just a heads up, you can still use the pre-sale code, which is wild. But we have tickets. Sorry, the pre-sale code. Code is the word wild.
Yeah, you made it sound like the pre-sale code is
wild.
It's a wild ride.
And then I just don't answer what it is. Anyway, we have tickets to give away all week, so make sure you're listening to win. We have Megan on the phone, ready to play Are You Smart for Heart? Megan, do you think you would know the answers to some grade 5 trivia questions?
Oh, gosh, I sure hope so.
Okay, so it's you versus Ryder. And keep in mind, everyone listening, if you want to text in the word smart right now, you still have a chance to win because if Megan can't make it happen, we're going to the text line and we're randomly selecting someone else to pick up these Kevin Hart tickets at the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival.
I feel like I'm going to crush you because I did grade 5 twice.
Ooh. Oh, no.
No pressure. All right, which one of you wants to kick it off?
Ladies first. Let's go, Meg.
Okay.
Megan, what is the capital of France?
Capital of what, sorry?
France.
capital of France, Paris?
That is correct.
1-0.
Ryder, how many inches are in a foot?
12.
That's correct. Were you thinking of a Subway sandwich there? That's how I remember. All right, Megan, your turn. What is the largest mammal in the world?
Largest mammal? A whale?
That is correct. The blue whale. Are we still going to give it to her if she said whale? Yeah, that's fine. Okay. I like it. Nice. Ryder, your turn. We're playing smart for Kevin Hart tickets. So far, you're both getting 100% on this test. What is the largest planet in our solar system, Ryder?
Ooh.
This could be tricky for you. You don't care about
space all that much.
You don't care about space. You don't check up on NASA. You don't even know your own zodiac sign. You don't care about Mercury in retrograde.
Okay, largest planet. I'm going to say Jupiter.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
You're so annoying.
2-2. Okay.
Megan.
Yep.
Who wrote the famous play Romeo and Juliet?
Oh my God. This is the easiest.
Shakespeare.
That is correct.
What, like, where did you get these questions?
These are you smarter than a fifth grader questions? Your turn, Ryder.
Did you Google questions absolutely everybody in the world knows?
Well, let's see if you can figure this one out.
Fine.
Wrong,
yeah, let's see.
Yeah, tomorrow we're doing grade 6.
How many sides does a hexagon have?
10.
6.
Dang it!
Yes! I knew you wouldn't get that one. I knew it. Mister, I'm so good at math.
Pentaton? Just after I went on that rant, too.
Okay.
She wins.
Yeah, Megan, you did it.
Nice.
Congratulations. You're going to check out Kevin Hart.
I had an advantage because I'm a teacher.
Oh, my gosh.
What grade?
I didn't want to say just in, well, grade 2. But still.
Sometimes she might have to sub a grade 5 class. She's got to know these things.
I have taught grade 5 and grade 6. So okay. I didn't want to say in case I didn't win.
Okay.
So.
Okay, Megan, I'm going to give you the last question, though, if we had to go into, like, the last round, if you both got 100%.
Overtime.
Would you know the answer to the overtime question, Megan? Here it is.
Okay, let's see.
What is the process by which plants make their own food?
Photosynthesis.
All right. You are so smart. Congratulations. You picked up some tickets to see Kevin Hart.
July 13th. July 13th, he'll be at Kinsman Park at the Great Outdoors Comedy Festival. Congrats. The Olympic torch was ceremonially lit in Olympia, Greece, as is protocol.
When are the Olympics?
This year. So that's the Summer Olympics are in Paris this year. This bad boy goes over 5,000 kilometers lit.
What?
Before it arrives in Paris for the opening ceremony.
Wait, excuse my ignorance, but I do not follow along. What do you mean?
It's
lit. Do they keep it lit and just drive around in a convertible? What's happening? I don't know what to visualize here. Is someone walking with it?
Yeah, I think they do mega stretches of like athletes taking turns, like running with it.
Wait.
Across countries and stuff.
Once it's lit, it's not unlit?
Correct.
What?
I'm pretty sure they keep it going the entire time. That's the whole like lighting.
This is blowing my mind. I did not know this. What if somebody accidentally is in charge of it and it goes out? Like, what if there's a gust of wind?
Well, I would imagine they just light it again and say, nobody saw that.
Okay, wink, well, whatever. Wink. Then who cares? I thought this was crucial for it to remain
well,
lit.
It is. Like, that's part of the whole thing. Light it in Greece and then they run it to wherever it is.
Can they blow it out to, like, go into Dairy Queen for a quick break?
Thinking about blizzards running the Olympic torch?
I'm not going to stop at Chopped Leaf.
Okay.
It's things Lisa found on the internet.
Hey! Amy Harris has pleaded guilty to conspiring to transport Ashley Biden's stolen diary just weeks before the 2020 election. So Amy Harris was sentenced to a month in prison and 3 years of probation. I need to know.
What was in the diary?
What was in that diary?
That's what everybody wanted to know. That's why, this is news.
Do people still write in diaries?
You've read some excerpts of your diary on the show here. Pretty boring, to be honest.
So boring. Yeah. No, this morning, I got up and I had some Fruit Loops. Like, okay, Snorefest.
Yeah.
Never write a book. Another story we found online. NASA has confirmed that a piece of metal that hit a Florida home last month came from the International Space Station. It caused quite a bit of damage. We're all just walking around willy-nilly. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have your head on a swivel.
I feel like NASA should probably make an Apollo G.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's the dad joke of the week.
Oh, I got a better one coming.
No. Really?
Well, you said something about a pumpkin, right?
Not yet.
Okay.
That's the next story.
Well, I know. You mentioned it. I'm prepared.
An Australian man took a 900-pound pumpkin named Tormound and turned it into a boat that he paddled down, I think it's pronounced the Tumut River. So imagine having a 900-pound pumpkin and turning it into a boat.
Carving a pumpkin this time of year? That's a pre-ejack-o-lantern.
No.
Slow pitch season is around the corner. And the league I play in, I'm just using the radio as my personal classified ad right now.
Oh, good.
The league I play in on Ellerslie is looking for a new team, an eighth team to go into the A division with the Legends.
Did you guys win the tournament last year? What do you call that?
We won the B side regular season, so we had to get bumped up to the A this year.
Oh, yeah, no big deal.
We're probably going to get destroyed this year. But anyway, we are looking for one more team. So if anybody's looking for like the best ball league in the city, Fence Diamonds, it feels like it's like your own little resort. They got two diamonds at the Ellerslie Curling Field that are curling rink that are just awesome.
All right.
Like you could pretend to pay attention.
Well, I don't play. I'm not welcome on the team because
you quit.
Well, I have shin splints.
Yeah. So let's not pretend that you got cut from the team.
Well, I'm not interested. So yeah, anyone else?
Do you think I'm interested when you talk about some of the stuff you talk about?
I talk about really interesting things.
Like farting during labor. I'm not interested. But I pretended I was.
It's a fear that I have.
That's fair. But...
Okay, fine. Yes, use your platform to get another team. If you're interested, reach out to Ryder, not me, because I will not respond.
She's not interested.
The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.